This week, Backyard Sports had the pleasure of interviewing a man who went viral internationally when he tried to take an outfield catch and ended up over the fence on his backside. A man who's had the pleasure of playing against and with quality cricketers such as Pat Cummings, Josh Hazlewood, Nick Maddison, a man who represents ACT, New South Wales country, in the Toyota Second 11 Series, and one of our fan favourites here at Backyard Sports, an all-round good guy. Please welcome to the show Mr. Tom Pinson.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I've seen some of the posts you've been putting up on Instagram, and I'm very much enjoying it, so looking forward to having a chat.
To kick things off, I'd like to ask, for those viewers at home who do not already know, Tom Pinson is a fast bowler for the ACT New South Wales Country Comets in the National Second 11 competition. So I'd like to ask how you qualify for that team. Did you grow up in the country or are you a Canberra boy?
Great question. I was born in Cowra, which is about 4 hours out of Sydney, 2 hours out of Canberra, and then played a lot of my cricket at Yass. So I was very close to Canberra, but very much a New South Wales country lad.
I've always been curious about the type of like the training schedule that you'd have down there playing for ACT New South Wales country, because I understand that there'd be players coming from far and wide throughout New South Wales and Canberra to play for that team, and I know that you're not playing every week in the Second 11 comp. So what's the training system like for the ACT New South Wales Country Comets?
Yeah, it's a really good point. It is quite tricky for us to all train together. Being from, you know, so far and wide, but I think that's one of the things that brings us together, is that we're all, you know, we're all from the country, we've all shared the same experience. And so, look, there's training in Canberra for the local boys in Canberra, and then there's the people in Sydney do tend to train with the New South Wales Blues when that opportunity presents. So it can be a bit of mix and match, whatever you can get to, but we always find a way.
Now, at the start of the 2018-2019 Toyota Second 11 season, you had the chance to play alongside the likes of Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins. What was that experience like?
It was an unreal experience playing alongside Hazlewood and Cummins. Like, they're both just really lovely people, first of all, but obviously amazing cricketers. Just to watch the way they went about things and how willing they were to help as well, all of us, not just the fast bowlers, and then sit down and spend time with us as well. They're just really giving, generous people, and yeah, couldn't speak more highly of them.
Now, over your cricketing journey, you've had the opportunity to bowl at some pretty quality batsmen, even some Australian test batsmen, like the likes of Nick Maddison, who you bowled and got a wicket against a couple of seasons ago in the Toyota Second 11. So what would be your most valued wicket?
Another good question. I had to have a good think about that one. In terms of valued wicket, I think you're probably spot on with Nick Maddison, obviously a former Southo boy as well. I've bowled to David Warner, I haven't managed to get him out yet. And I bowled to Bancroft, almost bowled a maiden to him in a 2020, but I, again, didn't manage to get him out. The other option would be a wicket I got against Sydney a few years ago. Now, I don't remember who the player was, but it was the final over of the last game of the season, and taking that wicket got us into the finals. And so, look, that was pretty special for me.
All right. Before I let you go, we're going to ask some fan questions. So get ready. First question is, what is your favourite ground you've ever played at? Would it be Glen McGrath Oval, Mānuka Oval, Phillip Oval, Junction Oval? There's plenty of grounds you've played at. What would be the place where you like the most? Maybe you've taken the most wickets there, you like the feel of it. What would be your favourite venue to play at?
Yeah, I remember my first game at Manuka and just looking at the stands and thinking, geez, imagine if there were actually any people sitting there. So, I mean, that was a special experience because it was my debut for the Comets. Look, Junction Oval has exceptional facilities. I really enjoyed the time there, you know, hot, cold pool and spa and things like that. But you just can't go past playing on the SCG. I've heard a lot of people use the word surreal, but there's just no other way to describe the feeling of walking out onto a ground like that and getting to bowl there.
The next fan question is, who is funnier, you or Dan Fallons?
That's a good one. Look, the entire team is made up of, 11 comedians at times. So, tough question to answer. What I will say, I'll try and dodge the question here. What I will say is that I've got a sense of humour that's a bit different to a lot of people, and Danny is one of the people that does tend to understand me. So I think we share a lot of our sense of humour, and I'm going to leave it at that.
And last but not least, with the fan questions, what are your aspirations for your cricket journey? Would you like to make your way up to the New South Wales Sheffield Shield side, or possibly even the Big Bash, or hopefully Australia? What are your aims and goals in terms of your cricket?
Yeah, look, ever since I grew up, I wanted to play cricket for Australia since I was about 5 or 6, I think, and watching it on TV. And so that's always been a dream for me. And then, look, along the way, I think the next kind of goal for me is to play Shield cricket. I think that's what I'm currently slightly more suited to. But, I mean, I would absolutely love, it'd be an honour to play in the Big Bash as well. It's certainly something I'm also working towards, but I feel like that might be a little bit further down the track.
Well, thanks for your time today, Tom, on the Domestic Cricket Podcast by Backyard Sports. It was fantastic speaking to you, and it's fantastic speaking to players of your calibre. So thank you for giving us your time, and we hope to see you back on the field soon. Hopefully the coronavirus eases up a little and we get to see you out just in time for summer. So from all of us at Backyard Sports, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Keep up the good work with your podcast, and I look forward to tuning in to a few and seeing all the guests that you've got coming on. Yeah, look, I'm really hoping to get back out there soon. I think we're all looking forward to getting back out there, the next season more than most. So we're all really keen to get back out there and get stuck into some good cricket.